I think that the show itself is really cool because there are lots of kids' themes in it, so kids can really enjoy it. But there's a lot of humor hidden in there just for adults, and the theme really hits home with adults and kids in that way. So it's a really fun family experience, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful set and a beautiful costumed show. And so it's just a lot of fun for the whole family.
Christy Terrain is the director of the show, and as we said earlier, back by popular demand, we don't want anyone to be disappointed because folks were actually not able to get a ticket because the performances were sold out.
Yeah, right. We had a long, long waiting list, and I can't tell you how many people I heard say, I would love to come again, but we called and we couldn't get tickets, so there were people who wanted to see the show for a second time, a third time, and there were people who didn't get the opportunity to see either show. So it's really exciting that we can come back and take a little bit of a break from it, and then everybody can see it again. So,
the seating capacity at the theater is 300 people. There'll be three shows August 21st, 22nd. That's a Friday and a Saturday at 7:30.
Right.
And then the final show on the 23rd, which is a Sunday, will be a matinee at 2 o'clock. And reservations are strongly urged. There will be general admission. The tickets are going to be $10. We would really urge people to get in touch with the theater today.
Right, because tickets are selling out already even faster than they were before. Everybody really wants to see the show.
Now, as you theater director, you're getting your season lined up, and that involves coordinating classes for youth theater. Can you give us a little bit of a preview about some of the classes that you're going to be offering? And I've heard some buzz about some new classes.
Yeah, actually all 16 of our classes are brand new. They are going to teach all things that have to do with the theater, but we do have some core acting classes that are just kind of vamped up and different than they have been in the past, as well as new seminars and other classes that would just be divisions of the theater, such as a backstage class, learn how to put a set together, or learn how to run the light board. I'm kind of most excited about our lights, camera, action, which involves us making a horror film around town. So that's a really super exciting thing for me. And just some really fun, new, exciting experiences for kids of all ages.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the film. I'm just wondering, you know, you and I like kind of creepy, spooky stuff. Will this film possibly be submitted to the Siouxland Film Institute for their upcoming film festival?
Yeah, that's something that we're really super interested in getting done. Hopefully we can get enough kids in there to fill all the roles. It's been written, and it's a fun, it's really spooky. So it's going to be a experience for kids. So yeah, I'm really super excited to try to put it in the film festival.
So the youth theater classes, are those open to children, kids, what ages?
We actually start at preschool. So if your kid is in diapers, we don't have a class for them, but as long as they are potty trained, they can come to one of our classes. And also, we do have an adult class, so a beginning acting class for adults. So really, when I say that we go from preschool to age 100, we really do. So.
And the classes start in September?
Yeah, first weekend in September. So I think that's September 5th. We also have classes on Sundays because we know how super busy some of the high schoolers get once they get into high school on Saturdays. And then we have a couple classes that are on Monday nights. So we really try to hit everybody's schedule and be available for every youth and older people here in Sioux City.
And where can people get more information about the youth theater classes, Ashley?
We do have a Facebook page, so always like us on Facebook because all of our information gets out there as soon as possible. But they can also call to the box office, or they can find my email on the page, or they can just email me as soon as possible.
You're fairly new to the community theater as the youth theater director. What kind of an experience has this been for you?
Yeah, it's actually like coming home. I took kind of a 10-year break, but as a second grader, there was nothing more exciting to me than starting youth theater classes, because that's when they started at the time. And I went all the way until I was 18 years old. I grew up there. But this time, it's a more fun experience for me because I get to involve everybody. I get to bring people's expectations and dreams that I had and give it to multiple kids. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, I love the fact that community theater really does focus on youth and kids. But it's also great because you have an adult class for people who may be interested in learning, you know, some of the basic things about acting. But it's really a place where families can get involved in the theater.
Yeah, a lot that has to do with a community theater. It's about our community. It's about the family experience. We want everybody to feel loved and welcomed into our doors. And a lot of that involves a family. So, and that starts with our kids being happy and healthy, and we teach confidence. We don't just teach acting. We teach confidence in life and how to be a successful adult.
And again, let's mention the particulars about Shrek this weekend.
So we have our encore class, or our encore performance. So we start August 21st and the 22nd, which is a Friday and a Saturday night at 7:30. And then Sunday is at 2 o'clock on the 23rd, which will be our final performance. Your tickets are going to be $10, and we suggest you get them early, and they're going to be general admission. So please call our box office or jump onto our website to get some tickets.
Ashley, it's great to have you out at FM 90 today and hear about all the great things you're doing at Sioux City Community Theater as a youth theater director. So good luck, and I know we'll be talking again soon.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking this morning with the youth theater director of Sioux City Community Theater, Ashley Ziska. I'm Gretchen Gondek for FM 90.